In a letter to his family, dated December 1936, George Webb wrote, "Juno is built against a hill. Not just a rolling land, but gigantic mountains of hard rock covered with shale and loose dirt."
So that description's quite accurate.
That's Sonia Nagorski. She's a professor of geology at the University of Alaska Southeast.
The slopes around Juno are all very steep. A lot of them are over 30, 35 degrees, and that is well beyond a threshold where slopes are prone to failure.
Across Southeast Alaska, entire neighborhoods have been built along steep slopes, and that makes the region vulnerable to deadly landslides. Over the last decade, slides in Sitka, Haines, and Wrangell have killed a total of 11 people. But for Juno, it's been a long time. So long that 94-year-old Albert Shaw might be the only living Juno resident who was downtown on the night of November 22, 1936, when a landslide killed 15 people.
It was about 7:30 in the evening, and I remember it very well.
Newspaper accounts say it was pouring rain that Sunday. It had been for weeks, but many people were warm and dry inside, sharing meals, playing cards, or getting ready for bed. Shaw was at his grandfather's house.
We were reading, my brothers and I, I was probably looking at a picture book at 6 years of age. I doubt if I was reading. But in any case, all of a sudden the lights go out.
He didn't know it at the time, but just a few blocks away, a neighborhood had been completely buried. The landslide interrupted the quiet evening with a deafening rumble. Lights flickered out, rooms began to twist and tilt, and furniture went flying as a sea of mud carried whole buildings down the mountain. The morning paper told stories of narrow escapes. Hillside residents jumped from windows to get to solid ground. People on the street below were pelted with stones and clumps of earth as they fled. The Alaska Daily Empire wrote, "The mighty cascade of dirt and rock roared down the mountainside on its mission of death, sweeping all before it." In seconds, the slide engulfed a boarding house and two family homes. Shaw still remembers seeing the aftermath.
The other structure was crushed up. It was an apartment building, literally crushed.
The slide buried 23 people. Some made it out with bruises and broken bones. But when morning came, many were still missing. A 20-foot pile of churned earth and splintered timber was packed up against the cold storage building, close to where the cruise ship terminal stands today. An explosion in the crushed apartment building sparked fires that burned for hours, sending plumes of steam and smoke billowing up from underground. People circled in the rain, calling out for their loved ones. Shaw remembers that his father, a volunteer firefighter, joined the makeshift rescue crews.
And they put some of the miners to work shoveling the muck, you know, because that's what it took.
The more they dug, the more the death toll rose. Bodies were buried deep and badly battered. Most, it seemed, had been killed instantly. By Monday afternoon, the searchers had given up hope. Then, the pleading voice of 3-year-old Lorraine Vanelli called out from beneath the mud. She was buried 10 feet deep, pinned by a fallen beam in the apartment building. Dozens of frantic men swarmed the area with shovels. It took hours to reach her. The rescuers carried the toddler out with a broken arm, bad burns on her legs, and wide brown eyes. But she died at the hospital just 2 hours later. The next weekend, local churches held 15 funerals. Juno has changed a lot since 1936. The old neighborhood has since become the heart of the city's tourist district, but the conditions for deadly landslides remain the same. Nagorski, the geologist, said rain is the most common trigger for Southeast slides.
If we've had rain after rain after rainstorm after rainstorm, and then there's an especially heavy rain event with wind or other factors, then that can do the trick.
And extreme heavy rainstorms are becoming more common because of human-caused climate change. Nagorski said that has the potential to make deadly landslides more common, too. Ultimately, it's impossible to say when the next deadly slide will happen in Juno.
It's possible that a slope might not fail for the next several hundred years, or it might fail in the next atmospheric river.
She says when it does happen, it's more likely to be in a place where slides have happened before. Shaw says he's never forgotten the sight of the carnage on South Franklin Street.
And of course, there's been nothing like that since, but that gives you a false sense of security. As far as I'm concerned, we're very lucky extremely lucky.
But he worries that luck could change if Juno doesn't learn from its past. In Juno, I'm Anna Canny.